Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brethren.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to Free Inside
Aloha
Ministry, the radio program that is for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated.
Amen.
I am Reverend Bulla Eastman, and you are listening to 99.5 FM, The Word. If you're in Hawaii and if you're in Arizona, you are listening to Grace 91.1 FM from Eloy with our partners, Calvary Chapel at Casa Grande. On the air tonight with me is my lovely bride, Sister Lynn.
It's a marvelous Monday, my sisters and brothers.
And also we have Dr. Kawa Kwan from the Lamb of God Church and Bible School.
On this marvelous Monday.
Marvelous. Amen. Free Insight is on the air Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. in both Hawaii and Arizona. You can hear us also on streaming at 9:30 p.m. on www.995theword.com in Hawaii and www.grace911.com in Arizona.
Do you need a word of encouragement tonight? Mm-hmm. To my brothers and sisters, from Free Inside Ministry sends our love and aloha to the incarcerated in Halawa, Waiawa, OCCC, FDC, WCCC, women, and to Saguaro, Arizona, where 1,500 of our Hawaii brothers are incarcerated, and to our listeners from other prisons in Arizona and to those that are on the outside but need a special touch from the Almighty God.
Amen.
Welcome, and thank you for stepping out in faith to hear what Jesus has brought forth in us for you.
And you can contact us at freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And if you are on Facebook, come like our page, Free Inside Ministry. And for our brethren on the inside, we are blessed by your letters. Our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. If you want to talk to Reverend Bulla, just call him at 808-222-2822.
Well, as Bulla Ia would say, mahalo, Hawaiian. He came back Saturday. He was spotted at the show with Augie Toba. Yeah, he made a reappearance with his black dude and black hair all over again.
Don't forget the missing teeth.
Well, he had about two, three missing. But hey, we want to give a big mahalo to our spiritual covering by First Assembly of God, Red Hill, and Senior Pastor Clayton Coe. And also our sponsors for our program in Arizona, Sister Marian Gananciel and Fishers of Men Ministries Congregation, along with their pastors Bird and First Lady Lucy Mahalona. They seed into that ministry to make sure the good news of the gospel keeps going forth.
Fishers of Men.
Yes. And saving the bestest for the lastest for our program right here in Honolulu, 99.5 FM, The Word. Truly thankful to Mark and Mary Benson and Danny Asawa of
Honolulu Ford
for making this radio program a dream come true. Hey, if you need a good vehicle, you want to upgrade, go check out Honolulu Ford. Ask for Mark or Danny, and you know they'll make something work for you. But fair warning, don't go on Sundays because they're closed.
Because Sunday they rest.
Well, you know it is a Monday, and the wonderful thing about Mondays,
glory.
It's when we bring in Pastor Kawa Kwan.
Hallelujah. It's always a blessed time to be in this place to speak the word of God.
Amen.
Let it go out all on the airwaves to people who need Jesus.
Amen.
That includes me.
Well, you know, we're so blessed to have you, Pastor Kwan. Yes. And also, we're blessed because...
It's time for the Saguaro News Minute.
Yes,
six scientists chosen for 365-day Mars trip simulation on Mauna Loa. Six scientists have been chosen for the longest Hawaii space exploration and simulation mission yet. Starting August 28th, the new crew will spend 365 days in isolation in a solar-powered dome on Mauna Loa. This fourth mission will focus on developing the crew's performance to create a successful trip to and from Mars, an estimated three-year journey.
And now news from the island of Lanai. Lanai businessmen say they've been struggling for years, eight to be exact, The Lanai Chamber of Commerce, which represents almost all the businesses on the island, says 2007 was the last good year for the island's economy, with $110 million in visitor spending. But for 2015, it's projected less than half at under $50 million. The two biggest hotels on Lanai are the Four Seasons Lodge at Ko'ele and Manele Bay. Both are closed for renovations through the end of the year.
Well, Tropical Storm Guillermo could become a threat to Hawaii. Forecasters say Guillermo is weakening but is bearing down on the islands. Could bring some heavy rain and some flooding to the state. Heavy rain should arrive about Tuesday night. Could extend all the way through Thursday. Storm is currently centered about 565 miles south-southeast of Hilo at this time.
Wow.
And that is your news update. You know, we just had a praise report from Saturday. We're up at Halawa. I want to say mahalo to all the brothers up there.
Aloha, my brothers.
That were able to make it to chapel service.
Yes, and those that weren't able to.
I'm sure you heard the angelic sounds of the Mr. Worship. Jeff Rashism. We had some great praise and worship going there. And for the brothers that were able to be there, we just want to thank you. Because like I said,
it was so special.
It was an honor and a privilege to worship our Lord and Savior together with each and every one of you.
Yes, with you.
And we mean that from the bottom of our heart. But, you know, we wanted to have a special song for you. And this might bring back a few memories. And for those of you that weren't able to go there, we're going to play this one for you.
Can you pray for me? Can you pray for me? I'm down on my knees, begging, please, please. Lord, please wash me clean so I can be the man you want me to be. Can you pray for me? Strength is all I need to get up off my knees. Free me from this darkness and the shadows in my life, can see the shadows in my life, so that I can see the light. Can you pray for me? you pray for me. I need more of you, and less of me. So that everyone can see, I'm not the man I used to be. Can you pray for me? Can you pray for me?
Only as Mr. Rasmussen can do it. You know, Saturday at Halava, you know, we're just transparent because that's how we are. But afterwards, we had our victory dinner in the name of Jesus. We all sitting around.
In the name of Jesus.
Brother Jeff was telling me, you know, Bulai, I was playing that song and I looked up to open my eyes and said I had to look down real quick because I was going
to
lose it.
Yeah.
Because everybody's head was bowed. And I said, Jeff, you know, when you wrote that song, did you have any idea the impact that song would have on those that are on the other side of the fence? He goes, that was all from God. I had no idea at all. And he goes, every time I play that song, I just thank God. I just thank God.
Yes.
You know, when you listen to it on a CD, but when you listen to it, when the Spirit is among you. Oh, it was so awesome. You know, I just want to give a shout out to two Halava brothers had talked to before they were leaving the gym. Brother Christopher and Brother Chris, you know, keep listening to the program. And I think one of you told me that your wife listens.
Hallelujah.
Awesome. Oh, amen. Glory. Hallelujah.
You know, we used to have some brothers down in OCCC, and I forget what module it was, man. Forgive me, but they said there was a bunch of them that would get together, and they'd listen to this program every night. And the next time they had phone time, they would talk stories with their wives or their loved ones about what we did on the program. You know, and that's the beauty of it all. The closer as a couple, the closer you both come to God, the closer you become because you put God first.
Yes, amen.
And, you know, living proof of that is when I start acting up, Lynn, she doesn't do nothing. She goes into prayer, and she ducks. She goes, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to duck because you get some cracks, and I don't want to be around. So
we got to give a shout out to a brother that was with his children. He was so beautiful. We were having dinner at Boca de Pepo, and you just heard this voice, Pastor Bula. You know, he gave Bula a big hug, and he told him, thank you. Thank you for helping me through the rough times. And thank you for helping our brothers. Hallelujah.
You know, that's payday. You know, that's payday for all of us, because we don't do this for the income. We do this for the outcome. And when someone comes up that we've ministered to, and the beautiful part about that, I got to meet his two kids.
Beautiful children.
I looked down into that and I said, you know, you got an awesome daddy. He's an awesome daddy.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And they just love their daddy. And that's what it's all about. You know, we come in the love of Jesus Christ, but to encourage you, not discourage you, to lift you up, not put you down, and tell you that, you know, for I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you.
Yes.
Plans for hope in the future. And the hope in the future is that when you get out, you're going to be a better person. You're going to be a better son. You're going to be a better husband. You're going to be a better brother, a better uncle, a better grandpa.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
You know how gracious it is. I'm getting encouraged just by being here.
Hallelujah.
You know, I came to encourage somebody, but I'm just being blessed and getting deeper into the insights that God has. You know, just hearing this miraculous power of God, it never stops. It's the same yesterday, today, forevermore.
Forevermore.
Just changing and building a better hope for people.
Amen.
And that's what I believe tonight too, in what we have to share with you, my brothers and sisters, is found in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews.
Hallelujah.
Chapter 12.
Romans? Or do we go to Hebrews?
We went to Hebrews. I'm sorry. I know I told you the book of Romans.
All right.
So let's go to Hebrews.
Monday.
It's Marvelous Monday. And
curveball.
That was a curveball.
I went audible.
So the signals. You know what's so good about it? I saw your eyes just beam with brightness. And then I know when I said the book of Hebrews, I said, wait a minute. It's spelled H-E-B-R-E-W-S. But I pronounced it Romans for you today.
Oh, that's why, you know, that's why they say it's biblically based. It's biblically based that men make coffee. Yeah. And when you get that argument from your wife and love and say, why do you say I was going to make the coffee? She said, because the Bible says so. And you go, the Bible doesn't say anything about coffee. She said, yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. And you keep arguing. She goes, look at that book in the New Testament. It says Hebrews. So go make the coffee.
In this case, too much caffeine.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, yeah. It looks like Romans backwards.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, anyway, the second verse from chapter 12 of the book of Hebrews, it says this, looking away from all that will distract to Jesus, who is the leader and the source of our faith, giving the first incentive for our belief, and is also its finisher, bringing it to maturity and perfection. He, for the joy of obtaining the prize that was set before him, endured the cross, despising and ignoring the shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen.
This scripture is to exhort us to follow after Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To follow by looking. I wonder what the good news.
My lovely
message.
Large print. The Bible in contemporary language.
Yes.
Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Study how he did it, because he never lost sight of where he was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever.
Whatever.
And now he's there in the place of honor, right along God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. In the Jesus book, it says, the whole time us guys running the race, we only stay looking at one guy. That's Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
He the one that will help us start trusting God, and he helped us trust God all the way. When he would suffer on top of the cross, he would hang in there. It never bothered him that they would make him shame. He do that because you know that bum by, he can stay real good inside.
Amen.
And in the end, he sit down in the most important place.
Yes.
By God's throne on the right side.
Hallelujah. All right.
That's a place for him that is only for him.
Only for him.
I like that. You know, they said when he was on the cross, and he says he would suffer on top of the cross, he would hang in there. Yeah. I was looking at that. Come on, you guys.
Who wrote that?
Come on now.
Just a subtle joke in there.
Nothing joking about that, but you know,
nothing.
Sometimes you got to realize the price that was paid on the cross allows us salvation.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
That is so true. You know, the Bible, you know, I'd like we need to be encouraged to resist the devil.
Yes.
Yeah? Let's not assist the devil. Let's resist him. Yeah?
Resist the devil.
And one of the good things is in the King James Version, it says, looking unto Jesus. Though it may sound like our eyes need to be focused upon him, but it's not just our eyes, because we know in the last part of the scripture it says he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. So we know where he's at. But we need not just to be focused on sight, but on the insight of what the faith of God is.
Amen.
So looking unto Jesus, the author or the originator and the finisher or completer of our faith, the proof, the assurance, that's who he was. And that's who he is unto us. So how does that encourage us tonight?
Wow.
What do you think would encourage us?
Well, you got to realize that he's interceding for each and every one of us.
He sure is.
He is an intercessor for us. And he's at the right hand of the throne, right next to God. And so remember, in the Bible, Jesus had to go to the cross. See, Jesus knew his identity. He knew he was the Son of God. And everything had to play out its course so that he could leave us the Helper. He could leave us the Advocate. He could leave us the Holy Spirit. Because if he didn't go and pass on the cross and then resurrect himself, then we would not have the helper that we have every day.
Amen.
Yes, yeah.
You see, and without the helper, we wouldn't have a chance. You see, because right. Jesus knew what he had to do, but we're still wondering what we have to do. And the thing is, all we have to do is follow the Messiah.
Amen.
It's very easy. You see, my brothers and my sisters, don't get caught up in how you was brought up. I'm not saying you was brought up wrong, but I'm saying there's always a better future. Yes. There's a better future for your family and for your kids. Don't get caught up in how you was brought up. I mean, don't get caught up in old ways. Right. Just follow Jesus, because you might not have followed him when you're younger, but I'm telling you, he is the way, the truth, and the life. No one gets to the Father except through him. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and in abundance.
Abundance. You know, in our desire to serve the Lord, Amen. It's just not enough. But what this scripture gives to us is the hope and assurance that Jesus Christ, as you explained it, Bulla, went through all these steps and all this process. And now he sits at the right hand as a high priest now.
Hallelujah.
And he's the intercessor for us there. And he's a passionate intercessor because he went through the shame. He went through the suffering.
He has experience.
He has experience. And it's not that he has to understand what he knows. He just knows. Amen. Let's just leave it right there.
Amen.
Well, you know, many times when we pray, we say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Why? He's sitting interceding for us right there. In the name of Jesus.
In that name.
Thank God for Jesus.
And in that very name, that mention of it, it also tells us not only that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, but that means the presence of the Lord comes into that area, into that circumstance, into that place that you are at. So the insight of ours is to release the faith of God, is to allow the faith of God based upon what he's done and what these scriptures tell us that he has done already. This makes us a better worshiper for God. This makes us a better. Instead of looking and judging at other people,
Amen.
We need to keep our eyes and set on the perfect example of Jesus Christ. He was shamed. He was everything about it. So this would help us to resist the devil and not assist him in anything that he's already aligned up for us.
Amen. You know, Saturday night at Halava, and you know, sometimes, you know, they're talking story with each other and stuff, but when the Holy Spirit fell and Jeff was playing that song, Pray For Me, the men, little by little, you know, you could see the manifestation of the Holy Spirit touching their hearts as one by one, their heads bowed down in reverence, not in shame, but in reverence to your Jesus Christ.
Wow, that was amazing. The Holy Spirit just took complete Holy control, Spirit. Permeated.
Boom. Oh, yeah.
Took over their thoughts.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Hallelujah.
And it helped them line up their opinions with what the Word of God was just permeating that night.
Yes, hallelujah.
You know, it's amazing how God's plan, we never see how it unfolds, but
we don't need to.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right. The obedience.
You gotta let go and let God.
It's like when you're raising kids. You know a little bit more than the kids when they're growing up. So when you tell them don't do something, it's not because you don't want them to have a good time. It's because you know that's the path to destruction. That's the path to ill will.
That's right.
You know, we were explaining with our brother Saturday night. I said, you know, God knew you first. God chose you first. God loved you first.
Yes.
So why you guys make them last? Oh, that was on hook right there.
Yes.
Straight up. I said, what? If he did all that for you, how come you make him less? I don't understand, you know?
Yes. But thank God his grace is sufficient for us. But again, as I encourage you tonight, the action of us, we need to do something there. And that's looking unto him, placing our faith in there, lining up our opinion with God's word, and focusing upon the finisher, the author, the completer, the assurance, the hope, all of that. And it says, in my King James Version, it says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross.
Hallelujah.
Thank God it was him. And because if it was me, I'd probably be want to get off that cross right away.
Amen.
Because it took only the Son of God to do that.
Amen.
It only took the Son of God that could do that in his obedience. And you know, we may be having problems with obedience. Hallelujah. We may be hindered by a lot of things, but don't give up.
Amen.
Don't stop. Just get on there and get on that and keep going.
You know, in Hebrews, the next verse, it says, when you find yourself flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through that will shoot adrenaline into your soul.
Wow. Thank God.
Amen. Yeah. That's one way to look at it.
That it sure is. Don't give up. Yep. Humble yourself and just do it again.
Amen.
Just read the word of God and
word
trust him.
Word by word.
Word by word, line upon line, and let's just let it build
Amen,
up
Pastor.
For Jesus Christ. Don't give up, but to you that are out there listening, don't give up. Don't look at the circumstance. Don't set your affections on those things. But look unto Jesus, not just with your natural eyes, but with your heart that is open unto him. He reaches out and touches us. He goes to the depths where no man can see.
Amen.
But this is an encouragement for you, my brothers and sisters that are out there that have first accepted Jesus Christ. Or you may have long time have accepted him, and you're right now thoughts of how you used to be in church, in Sunday school, sitting down, or your grandma listening, remembering your grandma convict you in the words of God. Let me pray with you at this moment.
Amen.
Blessed Lord God,
yes, Lord.
The God of the universe, we truly thank you for this precious Lord. Time. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. To all the listeners that are out there,
Lord,
you see every circumstance, every situation.
Yes, bless them, Father.
You see them lying on their bed. You see them sitting there on the table.
Lord.
Some of their heads are down, but Lord, you see their
Touch
spirit
them.
Right
Touch
now.
Them,
in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Touch their spirits.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, let their cries
Encourage
be.
Encourage them, Father.
Lord, help me and respond to that
yes, Father.
By the promises of you. We thank you this night,
yes,
Lord. And may your blessed hope continue in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thank
Amen.
You,
Another powerful message, Pastor Kawakwan.
Thank you, Lord.
If you want to be a financial partner with us and invest in the kingdom of God, all you got to do is get on over to that website, freeinsideministry.org. Click on the donation tab. It's on the upper left corner, and it'll take you right through our website in a safe and secure location, and you can make a one-time donation. You can set up a monthly donation. Just know that every dollar you invest into the kingdom goes directly to ensuring this program remains on the airwaves. We derive no income. We are more interested in the outcome of
yes.
what happens
yes,
by spreading the good name
Thank
of Jesus
you,
Christ and the gospel of the good news to the north, to the south, to the east,
Hallelujah.
And the west. And we continue to do that because the Lord has compelled us to do so.
Yes.
And we will continue to raise the name of Jesus for as long as we can.
Amen.
But know this, Jesus is returning.
Yes,
He's
he
coming
is.
Back.
Yes, He
and
is.
And we better be ready when He comes back because He was the original one that said, I'll be back. Hey, we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. You know, you never know what's going to happen with this ministry program,
yes,
but
thank you,
you know,
Jesus.
We do have the joy of the Lord.
Yes,
but you've got
do.
To realize yourself that you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hallelujah. Tomorrow night, we've got Pastor Bird. It's going to get real exciting.
Amen, amen.
Yes,
real quick.
Will. Aloha.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.